Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Dennis Gleason. And what else did you need?
Your email address.
WIF403@AOL.com.
I do thank you for that. Okay, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for my system to load with that information. Okay, and I did locate for an account for the pump as well as the rise. How may I assist you?
I didn't order any of this, so I don't know what it's all about.
And you said your email address is WIF, as in Frank, 403@AOL.com?
Correct.
Okay, we show that this was initially ordered on May 14th, and you were billed $6.97 and $5.97, and it looks as though we sent you an email confirming that. And your address
okay. Go
is
ahead.
8905 Isabella Circle, Parish, Florida, 34219.
Correct.
Yes, sir. We do have confirmation from the Postal Services, which shows that the item was delivered. So, unfortunately,
okay.
We wouldn't be able to classify this as fraud.
Well, I don't know if this, I'm looking at my credit card and I'm charged $99.97 and $109.94.
Yes, sir. That's because the product, which was delivered on May 20th, is what you're being billed for. Because it was a 14-day trial period, if you did not call to cancel out the account and make arrangements to get it sent back, you were charged for it. So that's why you see that charge on your card.
I'm getting charged for something that I paid $6.97 for?
Because it was a free trial. The trial is the time frame for you to utilize the product, not the product itself. What I can do is I can process a courtesy 50% refund back on that charge, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. I can do that.
A 50% refund?
Yes, sir.
No, I want a full refund.
I understand that, sir, but being that you were transferred over to the fraud department, and by me assessing the account, it's not fraudulent. You entered into a trial and you didn't cancel out your account. That does not make it fraud. All of the terms and conditions were provided to you prior to you submitting your payment. The type of product you have, we have to make sure that you are 18 years of age or older. So it does say within those terms, if you do not call to cancel, the same card provided will be the same card charged at the end of the trial fee without any further authorization.
Oh, well, this is showing May 14th that I got charged for this.
Yes, sir, because it was a 7-day trial. Within 7 days, you were to contact us to let us know.
Well, you said 7 before you said 14 days.
I do apologize, meaning 7. It was billed to you on the 14th, so I meant to say a 7-day trial. I do apologize, but it is within the terms and conditions that it is a 7-day trial. So, well, the most that I can do is provide you with my manager's discount to make it a 75% refund, but unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to process a full refund on this account.
So we went from a 50% refund to a 75%.
Because I'm providing you with my manager's discount. Now, if you want me to just leave it at a 50% discount, I can.
Well, no, I'm going to just dispute the whole thing with my credit card.
If you dispute it, you're not going to get any of your money back. Because once they contact us, well, I'm pretty sure you know how disputes work. They issue you a provisional credit. That's not a refund. It's a credit depending on the outcome of the investigation. We can provide them with the terms and conditions that you agree to. You have the product. we show that it was delivered. So they're, once they reach out to us and we verify all of the information, they're going to deem you entered into a trial and did not cancel out your account. And then they're going to take that provisional credit back from you. It's going to look as though we billed you again, but we did not. Your bank took that credit back from you and your account was placed in chargeback.
So you're ripping me off here. Is what you
No,
doing.
Sir. You have our product and our product is not free. We can I can issue you my friends and family manager's discount on those charges to make it a 75% refund. If you choose to dispute it, I can guarantee you that you're not going to get any of your money back. This is why you were transferred to the fraud department, because we work hand in hand with the financial institution.
So out of $200, you're going to give me 75% back of $200.
It's going to be in two separate transactions. So you'll receive 75% off on each of those charges. So for the charge of $99.97, you'll receive a refund of $74.98. For the charge of $109.94, you'll receive a refund of $82.46.
Yeah, so I'm still paying you $50 for, well, actually, I'm paying you $60-some for two bottles of pills.
They're not free, sir. I do apologize.
This is really a scam.
If it was a scam, we wouldn't offer you any of your money back. Scams take people money. They don't offer it back.
You're not offering me. I mean, you're taking my money. You're giving me back my money.
Yes, sir, for a product that you ordered that was not free.
Okay. All right. You got me. Go ahead. Send me my 75% back or whatever.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I'll process both of those refunds, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days. You'll also receive an email. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I do thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful evening.